Batamis. U Botala Tomit. That's when they couldn't bring the carbon atomic anymore. Rashi says Lafisha Gozra Hamalchus Gzeira Milakravoid. The Melech Malchus made Gzeira not to bring the carbon atomic anymore. That's by the Churban Abayis that also started on Shivos Batamis. Vahufkoir. That's the first time they besieged the city was on Shivos Batamis. The Sarah Al Pustafumus Esatura. This Russia went into the Heichel, into the Beis Hamikdash, and they took the Sefer Torah and burnt the Sefer Torah. It was also done in Shivas HaBetamis. Only they started out Korban HaTomim. They couldn't bring Korban HaTomim anymore. What? Some that was the main one. That was the first one they bought every single day. So it's Mabatel that one. That was the first one they brought. What does he say? Behemit Tselem Behechel. Also on Shivas Batamis, they put a Tselem in the Hechel. Shrashi Shemidu Menashek, in the forest Batagim Shalmi, Pashto Shemayim Kisi. That he did it on Shivas Batamis, also this bad thing happened. Vaita Batishibov, on Tishibov, also five things happened. Nigzer Alavisenu Shlayichnu Sulurits. It was the Xeru that they won't go in Teretz Yisrael. Shrashi Dorha Midbur. Emirish Banoshim Eilo Hador Hora Zeh Thoritz. That was, they were crying, Shiv to Tisha B'Av, they were crying, it was, and that's why Hashem made Gzeira not to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Cherev, the Chorev HaBayis, the HaBrishena, the Bayis Rishon was Chorev, was burnt on Tisha B'Av, Uvishniya. The Bayis Midish HaSheni was also burnt on Tisha B'Av. The Nukada Beiser, and the city Beiser was captured by the Goyim, the Nechra Shoir, and the ear was plowed down. So Rashi says, Beis Rashi says, Ir Gedolah, big city, where Yisrael Dorim, a lot of Jews were living there, Masech the Gidin, Perakani Zokin, Ashkad Rifko Chorobeta. Kids, they killed out a lot of Jews at that time. There was also terrible tragic that happened to Klal Yisrael. Mishenich Nasav, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Av, Mimayitim Simcha. We have to stop doing Simcha, stop having happiness when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Av. Shabbish Echal Tishubov Lios Besoichai. The week that Tisha B'Av itself comes in, like we have 9 days, but the last day is the day, let's say Tisha B'Av comes out on a Tuesday, so it means that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The week that Tisha B'Av itself comes out on, also Melisper. You're not allowed to take a haircut that week, that those days, the days of that week. Or Melechabis, and you're not allowed to wash your clothing that week. Or Vechamishi Mutarim. Mashenken Thursday, it's Mutar, Mifnei Kovra Shabbos. As Kovra Shabbos used to always wash the clothing on Thursday, therefore it's mutter. Shrashi b'chamishi mutorim in chal Tisha B'Av berer Shabbos. Let's say Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday. Is mutorim l'chabis b'chamishi. You're allowed to wash your clothing that Thursday. U'gashachal Tisha B'Av b'dalad b'shabbos. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Wednesday, lo yitzrach, then you don't have to tell me this, l'nisni, to mutorim k'demina b'gemara. Lo yishonu el l'fonav. That's pshita. Like when Tisha B'Av comes out on Wednesday, for sure the day afterwards you're allowed to. So the Chiddush is, even though Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday, I call upon him Thursday, covered as Shabbos, you're allowed to wash your clothing. We'll soon see Lamaisa how we act, how we do. I call upon him Yikar Adin, this is the halacha. Yeah, as Nechol Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av itself, Lo Yochal Odom Shnei Tavshilim. When it comes to Sudas HaMaseket, the last Sud you have right before the Tainis, you're not supposed to eat two Tavshilim, two like different foods, two different dishes. And Lo Yoichal Bosov Lo Yishtu Yayin. You're not allowed to drink wine then, and you can't eat meat then either. So Mishnah Rashi says, Shnei Tavshilim, Bosov Adogim. You can't have meat and fish, or a Bosov Rebetzim, Sholop, or else not even to have meat and eggs on top of it. Or a dog or baits a sholof, or else fish and eggs on top of it. That's also called like two types of foods. And on this last Suda Samasekis, you now have two different dishes. And then below Yoicha Bosov Lo Yishtu Yayin. We'll see in the Gemara exactly when this issa goes on, when you can't drink wine and when you can't eat Bosov. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimer, you should change it around. So Gemara Farshim will explain exactly what does he mean. So he means the last Suda, Suda Samav Sekis, you have to change around, eat it a little bit differently. The way we do, we eat it on the floor. We have Yehuda Mechayev V'Kfiya Samita. If Yehuda holds that you have to turn the bed upside down. Trash V'Kfiya Samita, Al Poneho. V'Layishin Oleho.
As he holds on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to sleep on the bed. You have to turn your bed upside down and sleep on the floor on Tisha B'Av. The Chacham did not agree. They hold, no, you don't have to turn your bed upside down for Tisha B'Av. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lehoyu Yomim Tovim LeYisrael. There is no big Yomim Tovim, a Yom Tov to Yisrael, Kechamisha Asubov, like the 15th day of Av, Ukiyer Matipurim, and like on Yom Kippur. What was the Zachia? That Shebehen Benoist Yisrael Yoitzin. Yoitzin. So on the 15th day of Av, on Chamisha Asubav, the Benoist Yisrael, the girls, used to go out, the Chli Lovan dressed up very nicely, wearing white clothing, and Shulim. If they didn't have it, they would borrow it. So they not to embarrass the girls that didn't have the clothing. So everybody used to be a minute, they would borrow the clothing from one another. On Chamisha Asubav, when the girls would go out dressed nicely, the dresses were always borrowed dresses, one from another.
All right, turn over. Yeah, kol ha-kelim tunim tefillah. Since you're borrowing the kelim from your friend, before you use it, you have to put it in the mikvah. In other words, we're afraid maybe your friend was a nida, she was matam with the begodim, and as mana mishnah used to be noig v'tayra, that you have to have special clothing when you're a nida. And if you want to wear it later, you have to put it in the mikvah first. Shrashi tunim tefillah, kodim shiyubusha, before they would put it on. The fishain kol echad v'kiyem, v'kiyem v'chaverto. Maybe your friend was a nido. Therefore, before, if you borrow the clothing from your friend, before you wear it, if you're a Torah now, you have to put it in the mikvah first. First be metayeh the begodim, then you put it on. Now, what did the girls do on special on the 15th day of Av? After they were dressed up, is uvenos yushalayim yoytzos, used to go out, v'choylos bekromim, they would dance, shashikumar lochol, they would dance bekromim in the vineyards. What would they say? They would say like this, Bochor, the boys, lift up your eyes, look which one of us you want to take. In other words, like to make shiduchim. Don't just look at the beautiful of the girls, rather, put your eyes into the mishpacha to know how choshev we are. And the pasuk says, in other words, don't just look at the beauty, but look at inside, look at the Yiras Hashem the lady has. The Yarim, another pasuk says, Tenulo mepri yodeho vihalua basharim maiseho. Basharim maiseho means her actions, that's the thing to praise. Praise if she does maisim toivim. The Chayin Uwayim, another pasuk says, Seno reeno, b'nai tziyoin, go look out and see the b'nai tziyoin, b'mela shloimoi, b'yatora shitru le'imoi, b'yoyim chasnosa, b'yoyim simchas liboi. So what does that mean? The Yom Chasanosa, there they're getting married, is married, Zeh Man Torah, goes on Man Torah. Or the Yom Simchas Liboy, Zeh Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Sheyivdo B'meher of Yomeinu, should be built right away. Shrashi Imai means, B'melo Shloimai, B'melo Shasholom Shloi, goes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Imai Knesset Yisrael, Zeh Man Torah, Yom HaKippurim, Sheyivdo Luchas Achroinus. And Simchas Liboy, that goes on the Indian day, when we'll have the Beis Hamikdash built back again. So exactly what this Yom Tov, the Chamisha Asubav, we'll see in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Amod Nazach, question, what was the big Yom Tov that the girls used to go out and dress up and say to the boys, look at us, like to try and find Shiduchim. So if the Indian of Shiduchim, that was set aside for Chamisha Asubav. And about Yom Kippur, that the Mishnah doesn't say, but that's true, the Gemara will talk about it. That Yom Kippur was the big Yom Tov, that was the Yom Tov that Hashem is Meichel, has the Kapara to Klal Yisrael, and that's the day that the Torah, the Luch HaShniyos, was given to Klal Yisrael. But we'll see all this in the Gemara. Now the Gemara starts off.
Mishnah says, "Bishleisha prokim ashana," three times during the year, is kahanim noisin as katayim. The kahanim would duchin four times. Even though usually we know we only duchin on shachris, or else by musaf, not more, these four times, they would duchin all four tefillahs of shachris, mincha, shachris, musaf, mincha, nila. So, and what were the three times? Tainis u'mamodos and Yom Kippurim. For at the Gemara on Tainis u'mamodos, Miika Musaf, said you have four tefillahs on a Tainis Tibur. True, you had a Mincha and a Nila, but you didn't have a Musaf. The same thing on Mamodos also. It was a Tainis, used to fast, that had a tefillahs Nila, but I call upon him, where was the Musaf? On a regular Tainis and a regular Mamodos, there was no Musaf. So how do you have four tefillahs? So Marcel Zanechnami Chasura Mechsa, something is missing. Vochigatoni. This is the way you should learn in our Mishnah. That the Mishnah means Bishloisha Prokim, three times a year, Kahanim, Noisin Es Kapayim, calls the man Shemes Paulim. If any tefillah, any Shemun Esra, they say that day, the Kahanim would duchin by that Shemun Esra. Now, Vyesh Mem Abo, sometimes you have four tefillahs. Arbo, Pomim Biyoin, Shachris, or Musav Mincha, or Nila Shorim. That sometimes, sometimes, like on Yom Kippur, they used to duchen four times, by Shachris, or Musav, Mincha, Nila Shorim. Now, and the other two times of Tainis and Mamod, is true, you didn't have four, you only had three. The Eluain Shleisha Prokim, these are three times of the year that any Shemon Esrei that was said during that day, the kind of duchen by that Shemon Esrei. Tainis, by the Tainis Sibur, even by Mincha and by Nila, there would be duchenin. Well, Mamodos also was a Tainis. They used to fast then. The Yisraelim that were in the city, they used to get together to fast. It was also a Duchenin by Mincha and by Nila. The Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, then they were Duchen all four times. On Musaf and on Yom Nila. Shrashi calls them on Shemes Paulin. Dainu Shachras and Mincha Nila. And Yeshmem Abopa on Yom Kippurim, Shesh for Musaf. Yom Kippur had four. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Barhuah. This is Rabbi Meir Shita that he used to duchen on a tainis mincha nila. Ava chachomim oimrim shachris and musav yeshbem nesias kapayim. No, the only time they used to duchen was on a shachris and on a musav. Mincha nila ain bem nesias kapayim. Even on a tainis tibur, they did not have to duchen by a mincha or by nila. There was no duchening. So Mor says, man chachomim, who's the chachom that argue in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehudi goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya would not like this. Shachris u'musif mincho nila. Kulon yeshbem nesias kapayim divi Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, that on a tainis, they used to duchin on mincho and nila, they were duchin. We have Yehudu right there. Shachris u'musif yeshbem nesias kapayim. No, only either shachris, or else when you had musif, they were duchin by musif. Of a mincho nila ain't them nesias kapayim. But any time by Mincha, any time by Nila, there was no Nesias Kapayim by Mincha, by Nila. That's the Chacham, that's the Yehudi Shita. Yes. We have Yesi, and Rav Yesi would say, Nila Yesh ben Nesias Kapayim. Mincha ain't ben Nesias Kapayim. It would be like a middle stage of Yesi. On a Tfilas Nila, on a fast day that you had Nila, there would be Nesias Kapayim. They would duchen by Nila. Mashenke by Mincha, then they would not duchen. The Gemara explains now. But my kemiflik, what's the machlokes here? Rabbi Meir Sova, Rabbi Meir holds like this. Kol yoyma, taima mailoi parsha kan yedaya b'minchasa. How come every day by mincha, kanim don't duchen? Like, why not? The hurry after every Shemon Esra, they should duchen. Why not after mincha? The teretz is mishum shichrus. Because we're afraid, like after shachrus and musiv, you go and you drink. So we're afraid the kanim will be shikr. They drank revias of yayin. And we'll see later in the Gemara, then a kain can't duchen. So therefore, by mincha, they can't duchen. But even on a fast day, like a shichrus, they can't drink on a fast day. Therefore, that's our Mishnah, a Meir Shita, that on a tainis, they used to duchen even on mincha also. We have Yehuda Sovar, so Yehuda Shita says, no, mincha not. We have Yehuda Sovar, shachrus, so musif, the chol yayim, ala shchicha shichrus, lo gozabu rabbonin. On a regular shachrus and musif, they didn't drink yet, that's when they duchen. But mincha nila, the chol yayim, ala shchicha shichrus, since on a regular day, by mincha time already, or especially by nilu time, the end of the day, the kanim have already, they drank already wine, so we're afraid they'll be shikr. So since on a regular day you don't duchin, who are then even on a tainis, like a light plug? even though today they're fasting and today true they're not drinking, but since on a regular day they were afraid they'll be shikur at that time of the day, therefore Rabbi Meir holds it's a loy plug, they never, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a loy plug, they never duchen on mincha by nila. What's Rabbi Yehuda shita? Rabbi Yehuda savar, mincha di isa b'cho yoyma goza b'rabonin. True. Mincha is like a loy plug. Since you have mincha throughout the year, and on a regular time of mincha, we're afraid the kind of mashikah they drank already, therefore they can't duchen on mincha, see even mincha of a tiny sauce, it's a loy plug, not to duchen. Ma'ashenke nila, the special tefillah that they daven before Shkia Sachama, the last day b'chol yayma, on a regular day you don't have tefillah nila. When do you daven tefillah nila? Only on a tainis. So therefore, the goza barabonin. Therefore, the bonin don't make exera. Since whenever you have a tefillah nila, it's always a time when they're not drinking wine, on the mamoda, it's on the tiny, it's on the Yom Kippur. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds on nila, you're allowed at duchen. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, ha'alocha k'Rabbi Meir. We pass in like our mission, like Rabbi Meir, that you have to duchen on the tainis, all four tefillahs. On mincha and nila also. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, noy gulam k'Rabbi Meir. No, it's only a minik. What does that mean? You don't pass in halacha, they'll say, do what they do it. Rav Ramah minik Rabbi Meir. Rav says even less than that, it was time of minig, like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Meir. We'll soon see what that means. Man diyom alocha k'Rav Meir means dashim le b'pirkam. We even dashim, when the Rav gives the drosha, he tells everybody, you should know, we pass like our mishnah, like Rav Meir, that you're allowed a duchin on a tainis, on mincha and on ila. Man diyom a minig, the one that says only minig, means midrash lo dashin. We don't pass and we don't tell people like that. Of aruya marinim. That means if somebody asks you a shayla, what should we do? You tell them the halacha is like Rav Meir. Rashi is a riyam arinon, k'Rabbi Meir. He also like, come on, if somebody asks you the question, you teach him, tell him. But to go give the drasha, when the Rav gives the drasha, he doesn't speak out halacha like Rav Meir. That's every halacha like Rav Meir. It's not like 100% halacha is like Rav Meir. Oman the yama nogu, the Gemara says. The one that just says nogu means a riyam le marinon. If somebody comes to ask you a question, what should you do? You don't even paskin him to tell him he should duchin on the mincha on the nila. But the ovid, loy madrinin lay. That's what a noigu means. Because if the shliach tzibur already went and the kanim did duchin, we don't tell them stop duchinin. If they themselves go to duchin, we let that noigu. We let them know, we let them do. But if they ask us, should they do it or not, we don't even tell them. Because Vice says it's not 100% sure that the loch is like a meyer. Rav Nachman, or Rav Nachman says, you should know halacha k'Rav Yosi. Halacha is like Rav Yosi that know that on a mincha, even by a tainis, we don't duchen. It's like a loy plug. Since on a regular mincha you can't duchen, who would then on a tainis sauce you don't duchen by mincha? And Imara Paskin, by halacha k'Rav Yosi. That's the halacha like Rav Yosi taka. That Mashenkin on a nila, on a day that they say nila, you could duchen. On your kippah, by nila, you could duchen. On a tainus of mamodis that they say nila, you light a duchen then. There, there's no le plug. Since you don't have nila only on a fast day, which you don't drink, there's no le plug, you light a duchen then. Fedemar v'idna, my time of parsha kani yadayim v'minchosa, the tanisa. If we pass the look at Yosef, that there's le plug. So Gemara is asking, how come at that time, and times of the Gemara already, the Kanim did duchin by mincha time? Ah, you're telling me we passed like Rabbi Yosi, that by mincha there's a loy plug, not the duchin? So Gemara says, Kivon de besamach l'shkiyah sachamam. Kaposhi, since when did they daven mincha now? B'shas shkiya, right before shkiya, is tfilas nila damya. It's like tfilas nila ready. In other words, at the time of the Gemara before, when they passed like Rabbi Yosi, used to daven mincha much earlier. So then the pastor like plug. Just like the whole year round you daven mincha earlier, so any time you daven mincha earlier, you're not supposed to duchen then, it's like plug. But now at times, then they used to daven mincha on a tainus at least. Later, like right before Shkia. So since then they would daven mincha later, there's no le plug. People will know it's only because today is a tainus, that's what today we're duchening. Where says, the kuliyam mamiyos, shikir also the fias kapayim. Everybody holds though, if a kayin drank wine though, he's not allowed to duchen. For the Gemara Menohan Emili, how do we know that? Like everybody holds, throughout the whole year, on Mincha you don't duchen, because we're afraid maybe the Kohen is shikur. Mashma, if the Kohen for sure is shikur, he's not allowed to duchen. How do we know this? Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, that Lomo Nismecho Parshas Kohen Mevorach, the Parshas Nozir, and the Parshas of Noso, the Torah first talks about the Parshas of Nozir, and then it talks about Kohen Sevochos B'nai Yisrael, it says the Birchas Kanim. Why does the Birchas Kanim come right after the Parsha of Nozir? Loima, to teach us. Ma Nozir, just like a Nozir, his 30 days. Also, the yain is not allowed to drink wine. Av Kain Nevorach, the same thing, when a Kain wants to go duchin, he should know also the yain, he's not allowed to duchin if he just drank wine. If he drank wine, he can't duchin. For the Gemara Maskev Lar Avua, the Rabbi Zera, the Yamrila, some say, Oishia Devar Zavda. If you make such a smicha, such a drasha, ima nozir, just like a nozir, also becharzen. He not only can't drink wine, he can't even eat the grapes, or the pits, or the shells of the wine. Maybe af kain mevorach also becharzen, maybe a kain also, before he duchins, he's not allowed to eat the grapes. He can't even eat the shells, or the pits of it. And we know not like that. Avad, it's only if you drink wine, it'll make you shikr. But just to eat the pits of the shells, it's mutter. Or Rav Yitzchak, on my Quran, the Pasuk says, L'shar sayu levorach, bishmoy. That duchnin is like doing the avoida. Ma misharas mutter becharzen, just like a kohen to do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. He's allowed to eat grapes before him. He can eat the grapes. I'll tell you, af kohen levorach, mutter becharzen. Who would in a kohen before he wants a duchin, also he's allowed to eat the grapes. He can eat the pits and the shells, there's nothing wrong with that. But the Gemara, if you tell me now that duchnin is like a kohen that's mishoris, that's doing the avoida, if so, maybe imam mishoris balmum loy, a balmum can't do the avoida.